Great.
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Blackburn? Director Guerrero?
Here.
Vice President White?
Here.
President Lucy?
Here. Thanks. And flag salute, Karen.
Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Karen. We appreciate that. Is there any agenda changes, additions, anything to
I don't have any.
The agenda?
I don't have any.
Okay. Any special presentations? Nope.
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
Great.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. At this time, we'll take public comment for items that are not on the agenda. We ask that you speak to items that are not on the agenda at this current time.
Good afternoon. I'm Larry Bross. I am speaking on an item that's not on the agenda, but really should be on the agenda, because I spoke to two members of the board, asked them to bring it up at this time. I was really surprised that the agenda didn't have it. I'm speaking about oil trains. It's a big issue. It's going to be as big as Diablo was when we battled that one out many, many years ago. And Oceano should take a position. It should be put on the next agenda. And they've already discussed it at Grover, and Grover is taking some action. I believe Arroyo Grande, on a 3-2 vote, and not taking any action. And there are a lot of people in our community that believe what I believe. You know, the artwork that you have up here is beautiful. And when Oceano, you know, led this area, in 1905, before the tunnels came in, Oceano was the only, this is the last stop from the south. And trains have been part of our history. And I don't want to see oil trains here. I mean, it's right across. We have to go on record. We have to say no to oil trains. And you can all get one of these things and put it out in front of your house. I took mine off the wall today. It's standing there on Strandway when people come in. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bross.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Charles Varney, and I live in Oceano. And I agree with Larry that I would love to see you all agendize this. Since I was last here, Pismo has gone on record in opposition, which is great, and Grover Beach really pulled it out. It was great. They unanimously in opposition to the oil trains. And then last night, it was this 3-2 split to not take a position on it over in Arroyo Grande Forum. I see Jennifer's not here tonight, but I know she's the point person on that. And I think that the League of Women Voters found a way that they can be part of that. So it's a matter of pulling it off. And I'm hoping that the one that we have here is going to be a model for being able to do more of them around the more rural parts of the county and so forth. So I would encourage Director White at our advisory meeting to continue to support the forum, and Director Blackburn as well. And definitely looking forward to talking with you and Director White after that final EIR is out, which I'm
Tacker.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker. And, you know, I've been coming to your meetings since 2009. And I've seen Mr. Varney here probably the last 8 or 9 of your meetings. And he's asked you the same thing over and over again. And I empathize that project. Larry went through Pismo, Grover, Arroyo. They all heard it. You can hear it. You can take a position. You haven't. You did direct your general manager to comment on the Huck Fest and how the impacts and make it unable for your staff to get there. Imagine what this could do to your infrastructure. And you're not directing your general manager to comment at all about protecting or mitigating any potential damage to your infrastructure, the ratepayers' infrastructure. You have said, go to the Oceano Advisory Committee. They are the advisory body on land use issues. Well, yes, they are. But to date, unless I missed it, I haven't seen them say anything either. I haven't seen them take a position or write a letter on either iteration of the draft EIR. They may, as citizens, have a particular bent against the project or for the project, but as a body, they haven't spoken up. You are the elected officials. You are the ones that have AGP video. You have the ability to put a notice in your water bill and invite people to a public hearing to vent their concerns, to maybe shed some light on things you haven't thought of and why exactly you should take a position. I'm baffled because I know your infrastructure is at risk. And I know some of you even have this sign in your yard. But you're not pushing your elected body to take a stand. And even if it's what happened in Arroyo Grande last night, at least you've given the public the opportunity to make their case. Please agendize the item.
Thank you, Ms. Tacker. Is anybody else who'd like to do public comment on items that are not on the agenda? Okay, this time we're going to move forward. Thank you for the comments. Business items. Do we want to do public comment before the business items or after?
After.
Let's do it after. That way people can hear the input and then comment on it. So without further ado, Mr. Ogren, do you want to lead us through this? And
so certainly.
So we can have a swift outcome.
Madam President, members of the board, you know, we've obviously had a lot of discussion on the sanitation district billing item. So to provide a quick update, the agreement that your board had approved and that we tendered to the sanitation district is part of the handouts. I have two different handouts, and they're available for the public as well on the table. But that agreement was originally heard on the 2nd of September by the sanitation district. It was subsequently signed by chair considering payment, which is required in accordance with Section 7. They chose not to do that. And they further, Section 7, which was a time is of the essence, did not occur. So we do not have an agreement with the offer from the acting general manager. Well, it's listed plant superintendent, CPO, but in any case, Mr. Clemens, they were going to potentially have a special meeting on Friday, which can cover the cost of current or past services while a more permanent arrangement is worked out. So my recommendation tonight on current efforts is staff is directed to deposit the check from South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District in the amount of $3,666 to provide written reply of acceptance for current service and to include the sanitation district billing in the current billing to customers. I think that, you know, again, that the situation, even though there was a misbilling, clearly they've provided funding and a request to make sure to include it in the current billing. Our file is ready to go. We did all of our meter reading, and so we can submit it tomorrow. And so my recommendation future efforts. I also attached an email from Debbie Malicote with the Rio Grande. She is their director of administrative services, essentially their finance director, and have been in email communications with her and Gala with the city of Grover Beach. And in this email, Debbie lays out a proposal, which is that each agency bill $15,000 as a base fee per year plus $2.50 per account. That translates to 42 cents per account per billing period. I talked to Debbie and indicated that at 57 cents per account per billing period, that would provide Oceano with the $22,000. She's in concurrence and supports a formula that would be $15,000 per year plus 57 cents per customer per billing period, and she has indicated to me that Gala with Grover also supports that. So the three staff, at least with the three agencies, support the same formula in moving forward. So in terms of future efforts, I have a two-part motion and recommendation. The first part is the general manager and legal counsel are authorized to develop an agreement in collaboration with the cities of Grover Beach and Rio Grande and the Sanitation District based on a formula of $15,000 per year plus 57 cents per customer per billing period, with, of course, a proration for the current year. Staff is directed to continue to provide billing services in the future, provided the Sanitation District provides a written request on the payment of $3,666 by the 15th day of the month in which the bills will be sent, the odd number of months. Essentially, the same that Mr. Clemens has done for this billing period. So those are basically, after reviewing this correspondence and having some more discussions with others, are my two recommendations, again, for current efforts. And if any of the board members are inclined to go with these recommendations, I wrote these down so that you can review them. But on current efforts, basically accept Mr. Clemens's email, provide him a written response, deposit the check, and make sure to include the sanitation district billing in the current services. And in future efforts, use the same procedure, or if we can develop an agreement, which I would seem cautiously optimistic about since the staff are all in concurrence, again, based on $15,000 per year plus 57 cents per account per billing period. And, of course, that would increase revenues for both Grover and Rio Grande, but, again, it would be the same formula for all agencies, and it would be equitable. So my recommendations are purely on current efforts moving forward. They provided us nothing with respect to the past services. That's something that I think really the Sanitation District Board is going to have to grapple with. If they want to make a proposal, then we can always consider it. The Sanitation District Board could consider waiving one billing period for both Rio Grande and Grover Beach in order to establish those equities. Certainly, we know that the San District had about $1.6 million in fund balance available left over from last year. They've also been able to turn around their financial situation. So that's an option for them to consider, sort of giving back a little bit to the people and everything. But no recommendations on that because that's really their efforts. Instead, the recommendations are specifically to current and future efforts in order to hope get this back on track. And again, I wrote down these recommendations if any of the board members are inclined to go with it, and be glad to answer any questions.
Go ahead. One question. In preparing this new proposal with the Rio Grande and Grover Beach, how much more attorney fees are we going to look at? We've spent, what, $3,000? Is there any logical assumption that the Sanitation Board would actually accept this proposal?
It's a little bit hard to speculate. My understanding is, based on discussions with the other staff, that they've been talking with the other elected officials, and all I can say is I'd be cautiously optimistic. They have provided a draft agreement, which I haven't yet had a chance to review with our legal counsel, so they have taken the first steps on developing the agreement as well. As a result, you know, our legal costs are going to be minimized because we won't be drafting it from scratch. And
okay.
There is a sanitation district meeting. Last week at the sanitation board meeting, we discussed the billings. There was some confusion because obviously the wrong contract had been attached to the sanitation district's packet earlier, which is why it didn't get brought in. I had hoped that there would have been a meeting last week, but there wasn't. It was canceled. The approach that I want to take is that the billing that goes out from OCSD in this particular billing period should have the catch-up billing, that it would cost $36.66 for that, and then there would be the $36.66 for the current billing. It's a significant amount of revenue for OCSD, but I think as a policy matter, it's better to go ahead and recapture those revenues that go to the sanitation district. I will also note that, and I would commend Mr. Hill, because he signed this agreement after the meeting, even though it wasn't the agreement that was presented, because the intent of the board was to go ahead and sign this. The discussion was all based around, at that meeting, catch-up billings, current billings, future billings, and there was a lot of discussion, including looking at alternative proposals. At the sanitation district meeting last week, there was a proposal from a private billing company that would not have the ability to do collections should somebody not pay, but that was in the neighborhood of $29,000. And so OCSD is still the low-cost alternative. And I'll note from Debbie Malicote's email that she talks about in the second paragraph, keeping it in the family, but she notes that even if we do hire a private sector, we'll end up doing a ton of work to maintain their deal, get paid for the work. And I think she raises a valid point that there's still administrative costs that are going to be incurred. Even if it is an outside billing company, there's still going to be efforts every time, especially in Ocean. I don't remember what the percentage was, but I think it's around 50% or more rentals in Oceano. And so rentals obviously have higher turnover, seemingly have higher turnover than would homeowners. And so there will be those efforts that are going to be involved. And again, there's no ability to collect with that private organization that they looked at. And that $29,000 was just for Oceano. And so because Oceano is the low-cost alternative, because OCSD is best equipped to send out these billings, it's my position that it should include the catch-up billing, and that we should move forward. This will be, again, considered on Friday at the sanitation district meeting. I think we should get this behind us. And
Karen?
Yeah. Now, what you're saying is we get paid for one billing, but we do the catch-up billing as well for nothing?
No. What I'm saying is pursuant to Section 2, the catch-up billing, that the amounts would be $36.66 for each. It's actually in Section 4, fees. The sanitation district would agree to pay OCSD $3,666 service fee for each two-month billing cycle as follows. And then it says upon the execution of the agreement, they pay. Anyway, so it would be, Oceana would be made whole, the sanitation district would be made whole, and we can get this behind us.
Where's the guarantee that Oceana's going to be made whole?
Well, there's a meeting.
They failed to pay us before.
Please.
No, we're not current if we do the
we're not going to do this tonight. Please, I'm asking you.
All I'm saying, if we do the catch-up billing with the current billing, we won't be whole.
But what I'm saying is we do the catch-up billing with the current billing for $36.66 for each billing for a total of whatever the amount is, $7,200, $7,300, whatever it is.
But they're supposed to pay in advance. That's the agreement.
And I think that staff's and legal's position is that they were supposed to have paid by last Friday, the 18th, and they did not.
Well, they did, actually. They paid for one service.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, certainly we did tender this agreement. They had two meetings to consider it. Their actions did not, were not in accordance with the agreement. The counteroffer that we got from Mr. Clemens was for the payment of one billing, either past or current. My recommendation is for current so that we move forward, you know, now and move forward. But in terms of their agenda on Friday, there's no certainty as to what their actions might be, and it will delay our billings. We're set to Mr. Clemens' most recent response, you know, understandably in accordance with his board action. So we have certainty right now in terms of sending out the current billing and moving forward. We have some optimism that we can develop a positive, you know, it's your board's discretion, so.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to contribute to this?
I know I was interested in this before, but what I don't understand after we already went through all this one time with them and it was, okay, we'll do this, and then they don't do it, and now they're saying, well, we'll do it, and we're saying, okay, well, then we're going to use this for now, but they still owe us for the one prior. Do you think that we're going to get paid for that prior and move forward?
Well, it's pretty difficult to anticipate. I did listen on the last one. I heard comments from, you know, not the OCSD representative, was in to pull them or not pay. So I, you know, there's no ability for me to give any certainty as to what their actions might be on Friday.
One more question. If we went ahead and did the catch-up billing and this billing for just this amount of money on the idea that we might or might not get paid some more, would we be in trouble of a situation with our constituents in giving away services that we can't give away? I mean, could we actually legally do this?
Well, it's not the OCSD that is not billing. It's the sanitation district that's not billing.
Well, but if we send out the billing and we haven't been paid for it,
yeah,
are we in trouble?
Well,
I mean, we're giving away part of our services. It's a technical thing.
Let legal counsel speak to it, but the health and safety code says we're supposed to have a written agreement. And based on a written offer received, and I can provide a written response, we'll have the, at least the basics of a written agreement for one billing period. And the problem with the past is that we have different customers. We'd have to go in there and do a lot of data input. And the basis of the agreements and what I had worked out with them, except for the board didn't follow through, was that somebody on staff with the sanitation district would come in and do the input for the last billing period. Because that's not the same current customers. And we'd have to have a special note on the billing. So can we do that? Yes, but not in accordance with the memorandum and what we've been provided by Mr. Clemens right now. And we wouldn't have a legal agreement on which we're basing this.
Okay. What I actually just want to piggyback off your recommendations. Mr. Clemens, I think, simplified the whole chaotic mess, and I appreciate that. He put the option of the biller, you know, whether you want to do current or you want to do past, it's your call, you know, which was legal and staff time and more staff time and just networking and not just on this side, but then the representatives for the Sand District also have spent a tremendous amount of time, whether they're from Arroyo Grande or Grover Beach, it's immaterial. Everybody has contributed to this issue, and I think a lot of people want to see it put to bed. And the best way, I think, to get it, the billing, to delay people's, you know, finances in each household or each business or however, stay on track with our billing to be consistent, so they know that that bill is going to come in every other month, right? And to let the board, the sanitation board, decide how they want to move forward on the past billing, and then what direction they want to choose to collaborate with OCSD. Then I'm totally open to working with them on that, what their plan is. But I'm a little reluctant to move in to clean up Well, I don't want to use the term cleanup because that's not correct either, but I'm a little reluctant to step into the Sand District's arena and subtract.
And that's, you know, reflective of my recommendation. We have an action we can take tonight to make sure that it moves forward. Mm-hmm. In terms of the back billing, we can try to anticipate or speculate what the sanitation district might do on Friday, but we don't know.
That's right.
And if we at least take the action that we know we can take in order to move forward and then allow them to identify what they want to do about back billing, provide us with some sort of a request on back billing, and I can bring it back to your board. But at least right now we have the ability to tackle the current billing. We have can move forward. And with some recommendations on future efforts, I think that legal counsel and I can work with them on this approach that Debbie Malicote had put together.
Yeah.
It would have been helpful to have the meeting last Friday to this discussion.
It would have, but...
Yeah. I would like to make a motion.
Public comment first.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Since May... the sanitation district has a special meeting, as Mr. Guerrero said, scheduled for Friday at 1:00 at the Arroyo Grande City Council chambers. Their staff report gives a very nice timeline to show you all how you got here. I think something similar might have been nice if you had a staff report. You do not. The recommendations by your general manager are not in writing for the public to view, not for you to study ahead of time, not for us to ask any questions. It's very unfortunate. What the right thing to do is just the past billing. Get them caught up with 3666. That is what the intent of the motion was by Mr. Scholes. And if you have to watch the tape, then do so. But you can read the timeline from the Sand District, and it's there. Get them caught up. You have the same, as much as you have a fiduciary responsibility here, you are a partner, and you have to be considerate of the ratepayer, who will be October, November, December, whatever time it takes to get that figured out. It would behoove you to get the past caught up to as close to today as you can with that money. That is what this option was about. And the good faith effort by Mr. Clemens to present the check, because there was confusion by the previous general manager at the sanitation district by including 4 or 5 different staff reports in one staff report that included the wrong contract. Those contracts should have been crossed out or something. In actuality, the contract, because they failed to exercise the warrant, the contract that you're talking about tonight...
Dagger. Is there anybody else who'd like to... Hi, Joe.
Joe Shacker. 577 Security Court, Oceano. Come late to this dance.
It's okay.
I went to a Sand District meeting about 3 weeks ago. I was really disheartened. It was us against them. Grover had a lot of representatives there. Aurora Grande had a lot of representatives there. Matt was there. Karen was there. That was it. Is that what you want? This last... I don't have the facts. I pick up a little bit about, well, if the past amounts are paid, it's because we have more rentals in Oceano. No facts, but I would guess to say that most owners of those rentals pay the water bill and the sewer bill. I'm not sure about that. But let's get a hold on that. How many is there? You can find that out. You can find out how many rentals are paying their sewer and water bills. It would be good to see some facts presented to a guy like me that is trying to catch up. That was the big concern. Is this peanuts that we're concerned about here? I don't know. But I see the outcome. It's horrible. Three communities, we can't even, why is this all of a sudden this big increase? Why was this imposed? None of the time came out in that meeting where somebody says, why did we present this big increase? It didn't come out at all. Can you explain it to people? Why all of a sudden this came out? Is somebody trying to make up for somebody else's salary increase? I don't know. Tell people the facts of why all of a sudden it jumped. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Joe. And just for the record, these rates have been in place since 2012. There's been no jump. There's been no change in the rates since 2013.
So we're new demands, outrageous demands, I think is the quote that were being imposed by me. And yet the actual amounts negotiated between the Sand District and the OCSD were far in advance of my time. When I got involved in this, or when the Sand District chose to pull the invoices and not pay Oceano the amounts that had been paid in previous years, I made sure to get it on your agenda as soon as possible. Those agenda reports are still online and they are available. All of our meetings and all that administrative record is available for people to review. I think that the administrative record of your board is very clear on this matter. I understand that the sanitation district has had a transition in their general manager, and I understand that there's been some omissions in staff reports at the sanitation district and some other challenges. But I believe that our administrative record has been very clear on this particular item. And I'd be glad to answer any other questions that your board has. Again, I just, after my final discussions with other agency staff today, I put together, the verbal recommendations, and would be glad to pass those along if any of the board members are inclined.
Thank you.
May I ask one more technical question?
Sure, Karen.
If we do the pass billing with this money, then we'll still have another pass bill 2 months from now.
That would be correct. Yes, that's right. If we did the pass bill, as one of the speakers suggested, we would still have pass bills to deal with.
And our billing will be a few days late because we have to go back and do that.
It could be more than a few days late. We don't have any commitment on. One of the things that was in the agreement that your board had previously approved was the sanitation district was going to cover the additional cost of the past billing.
Oh, that's right.
And one of the things that I had been working on at a staff-to-staff level was that they would come in and do the data input in order to minimize those costs. So I don't have any commitment at this time on those, and I don't know what their timing might be. But again, even if we attempted to do the pass charges with that uncertainty, we don't. The letter from Mr. Clemens did not provide any assurance in terms of incidental costs or the additional costs that we would incur. And if we did the pass billing, we would still have a pass billing that would immediately develop once we sent it out. So it would not catch up. And that's why, again, my recommendation is to. The option that he had provided in his letter about current services is to take him up on that option, make sure that we're caught up in terms of we got current efforts and moving forward, and then let the Sand District deliberate what they would prefer to do on the past issue. Again, one of their options would be to waive billing for Arroyo Grande and Grover residences for one billing period. And it's a concept of giving a little bit back to the people. And then everything would be back even, equitable between the three agencies.
But we'll have to have them get to that.
That's correct.
Right. So I'll entertain a motion, Karen, after I hear from Matt.
Can I respond to one thing Mr. Jacker asked about the history of it? And I was just doing some calculations in my head, and I think the agreements were entered into or verbally in 2012, but then the billing started in 2013. Mr. Wallace was the general manager administrator at the sanitation district at that time. Since then, we had Paul Karp, we've had Rick Sweet, and now have John Clemens. So that was four general managers ago. Mr. Gieselin was the GM here, And since then, we've obviously had Gary Keefe, Lonnie Curtis, and now Pavo. So it's been a number of people since then. The billings have gone out consistently in that same amount since 2013. And I didn't go back and check and see whether or not they were done on a quarterly or bi-monthly basis or if it was done at the end of the year. But the amounts were done at the same time. And the failure was, and there was a staff report that was done in 2012 that talked about, hey, these need to be updated. Because at that time, all three jurisdictions were getting the same amount, and it was $5,000, and they were getting the same amount. There was no real attempt to catch up for past dues, but what the attempt was to try to come up with something that was realistic. And there's different cost efficiencies between the organizations, and so there were some difficulties. You know, for example, we have a $200,000 computer accounting system, and the sanitation district uses one that probably costs about $300 a year because they're using QuickBooks. So we have this accounting system that's very expensive, and some other things, but. That was the agreement, and the failure is that it didn't get put in the minutes. There was no recordation of the discussion, but you can see the evidence of it when the billings don't just miraculously go up for Oceano, Grover, and Arroyo Grande, because they do. It wasn't just a miracle that happened. It was by agreement, and I think. The city of Arroyo Grande understood it, the city of Grover Beach understood it, and Oceano understood it, and that's why you see that's what happened. And
just one more thing to add on to that, too, is that this isn't the only issue that's going on with the billing, what we've all been really trying to do, because we've built these collaborations and these entities, the fire authority, and those are facts that's fixable, is very disheartening for all of us, our lives don't stop at where Grover or AG starts, So, but what I want to say is that there's different ways on how the entities are reimbursed. So, in collecting for the sanitation district, Arroyo Grande takes theirs straight from what they collect. And I assume that it's an assumption that Grover does the same. Yeah.
Grover sends a bill.
Okay, yeah. So Grover sends a bill, mm-hmm. And then Oceano sends a bill, right? So let's get everybody billing the same way. And so it's not just this. I think it came to a head. There's outside agitation, and I think that there sometimes it just gets too many people, too many hands in the pot, and the water gets murky, and the leaders change, and it blows up into something that it didn't need to be in the first place, and it's been extremely costly to all.
Can I make one comment?
Sure, Joe. Go ahead.
At that sanitation district meeting, there was a chart up on the screen showing the discrepancy and the jump.
Yeah, of course.
And I think people had no... They saw that jump, and they said, why?
Yeah.
And nobody explained, like you are now,
right,
why that jump.
And also, too, Joe, is that most of us do go to the sanitation meeting on a regular basis. I know that Linda Guyton goes on a regular, Karen goes, I go, and there are others that go. And so for people to say it was so refreshing to see somebody from Oceano there, well, we are there. We're small, but we're there. No, we all took a break last week. Yes, we did.
It was refreshing to see a new face also,
Well, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. Thanks, Patty. It was a month ago.
Whenever.
3 weeks ago.
That was 3 weeks.
Now, there was also comments that, we're charging way too much. Obviously, have to be charging too much because, like, Grover's or Arroyo Grande aren't charging that much. Well, equities, that would argue that Arroyo Grande and talked to her about the 57 cents. So that our calculation is correct, that will provide additional revenues to Grover, and it will provide additional revenues to Arroyo Grande. It'll keep Oceano at the same level that we've been at for the last couple years, and it will have the effect of increasing revenues to both Grover and Arroyo Grande, and they have more accounts, that's equitable, and therefore that's why in terms of future efforts, in order to get everybody on the same formula, you know, I support this.
That we're hoping that they will build in cost of livings, you know, as they go along. So
CPI increases. Right?
CPAs or
CPI.
So on that note, if there's no more comment, I'll entertain a motion that Karen started.
I make a motion that staff be directed to deposit a check from the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District in the amount of $3,666 to provide a written reply of acceptance for the current services and to include the sanitation district billing in the current billing to customers.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Okay, just quick clarification. The current billing means the... Okay.
Let's do a roll call vote on this one, Celia, if you don't mind.
Vice President White?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Guerrero?
No.
President Lucy?
Yes. It passes 3-1 with one absent. And so staff will write this up and get back to Mr. Clemens and tell him thank you very much. His brief contract was definitely used, and that we hopefully will be able to move forward on Friday. There is a new special meeting for the sanitation district, which it will be at 1 o'clock. I assume at the Rio Grande City Council to talk about billing Friday. So if you're interested in going, I'll be happy to bring you a binder.
And then the second part of the discussion is future efforts, if your board's so inclined. I structured that motion with the possibility that that if we're able to get together an agreement with the other agencies, that then your board president would be authorized to sign it, and we could move expeditiously without this having to be belabored on agendas further.
All right.
Do you want me to go ahead and do that?
Yep.
I make a motion, a two-part motion. Number one, the general manager and legal counsel are authorized to develop an agreement in collaboration with the cities of Grover Beach and Rio Grande in the sanitation district, based on a formula of $15,000 per year, plus 57 cents per customer per billing period, with a pro rata for the current year and a CPI adjustment in future years, and other terms and conditions agreeable to all parties, and authorize the president to sign. Also, in the event that a mutually developed agreement is not executed for whatever reason, the staff is directed to continue to provide billing services in the future, provided the sanitation district provides a written request and payment in the amount of $3,666 by the 15th day of the month in which bills are sent, the odd-numbered months.
Now, can I get a second on that?
Second.
Okay, so that will come back to the board for discussion when it's created by the SAN district, and then we'll be able to have public input and public comment on that section.
No, if we have an agreement, and if the sanitation district and Rio Grande and Grover are all fine with the agreement, your board, under that motion, President Lucy, would be authorized to sign.
Okay.
Short of that agreement, if Mr. Clemens does as he did in the current billing, then staff could continue to bill. So okay. It can work either which way.
Right. The reason why I want to ask that is because if it's not going to come back to the board, then I want to do public comment on it.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
Oh, certainly that's within your discretion.
So let's hold your motion from. Can we table your motion?
Yeah,
one moment?
It's been made in a second. We can have a discussion.
Well, I can paraphrase it again, because the idea is that the motion and the second would authorize legal counsel and I to work in collaboration with the Rio Grande, Grover, and the Sanitation District to develop an agreement based on $15,000 per year as a base fee plus 57 cents per customer per billing period. Now, recognizing that we're already partway into this current year, there would have to be a proration of costs for the current year, a CPI adjustment in future years. And in the event that that agreement is not executed, then the current process of Mr. Clemens sending us a request and a check for $3,666 would still be honored.
Okay. So once the contract is developed, then we're moving forward with
Yes.
President signs and the mayor signs.
That's right, and it's fair to assume that right. there will be deliberations that will be on the agenda of the sanitation district. The sanitation district will have to decide whether they like that or not. And if they do and they approve it and it's already gone through legal and my review and your president is fine with it, then certainly it'll go through a public process as well at the sanitation district.
Right. Well, I have no problems and have no problems supporting it. I trust legal counsel and staff, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Ms. Tacker.
I was just going to say one thing first.
Okay.
It's kind of like what the San District Board already asked the agencies to do. They asked the agencies to get together and to come up with something, and this is what we're bringing forward to them. So it's
correct, and that's why I've been in discussions with Ms. Malicote at Arroyo Grande, and I understand that she's been in discussions with her elected official. And so these discussions are ongoing, as the sanitation district had hoped that they would be.
And get correct. This whole billing thing behind us as rapidly as possible.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Tacker.
I need to better understand that component that you just said, Paavo, that we would then honor the check and the agreement with Mr. Clemens.
In the event that the direction to develop an agreement, that let's say it takes us 3 months to do that. Well, we have another billing that's going to go out in November. And so the second part of the motion said if Mr. Clemens provides a request for us to do it and he provides the check for $3,666 like he did on Friday, then staff has the authority to continue to bill for the sanitation district.
Okay, and then the other part for you all is that he's suggesting that the $15,000 set fee is something that he can move on. But if the negotiations get somewhere else, he's not going to move anymore. So I would caution you and ask you to, yes, work on an equitable formula, but don't put hard numbers like $15,000 in there, because then you are not negotiating. You are setting, you're setting a bar. So that's,
if
without having a staff report, Paavo, and this is so uncharacteristic of you, and I'm disappointed because I can't, that's not a staff report. And a recommendation, and like we always do, or like we looked forward to when Mr. Ogren was coming to work here, is that we would actually have a general manager that knew how to do this job. And he's been pretty consistent with putting together staff reports and the material for the public, and I appreciate that. But this, tonight, he didn't do that. This agenda was posted last Friday with nothing but a vague, ambiguous agenda line item for us to look at. So without the recommendation to read for myself, to digest myself, I certainly can't support it. But my concern for you is what he's just said, is that $15,000 is a hard number, and you're not going to let him negotiate anything less than that? Well, what if that's what it takes?
Just for clarification, I think we have
another public comment. I'll address that, but I think we have another public individual who wants to comment.
Did my time run out, or did what happened here? Why are you interrupting me now, Paavo?
Oh, I'm sorry. We thought that you had concluded.
Time ran out.
Well, you'll know when. No, it didn't.
Okay,
Matt?
Keep going, Julie.
Okay, well, you interrupted me.
Okay, keep going, Julie.
So, I will conclude because I don't have a staff report
One moment, Larry. I have an actual speakers list, so speakers form. So the minute this is done, then you certainly, Mr. Ross, you can speak. Ms. Giselle Naylor.
Hi. I'm late. I'm not sure where we're at, but I did speak with somebody at the sanitation district that said tonight, if I'm right, there should be somebody from the sanitation district here to talk about water billing and sanitation billing. I need an answer. Yes or no?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as we're in public comment period, the last water billing cycle, where normally we get our water bills and our sanitation bills all in the same bill, we only got a partial bill for our charges for water. And when I talked to the staffer at the sanitation district, she said, well, since the sanitation district is in theory going to take over billing for the sanitation district on the next billing cycle, which is coming up next month, you may get a double bill for sanitation fees from the last cycle, plus the sanitation fees due in October. And, you know, my only comment is people that have families are literally paying hundreds of dollars a month. Like a family of four may pay up to $400 for 2 months' worth of water and sanitation fees. That's going to put a large burden on them. For people making a lot of money, that may, you know, an extra $30 on a bill may not make any difference. But for the little people, it does make a difference. So I hope you guys figure out some way to appease that. And that's the only thing I have to say right now.
Thank you. Mr. Bross?
I'm just an average Joe that's been paying his bills, you know, for the last 50 years. Didn't know all this was going on until I tuned into that meeting, you know, that meeting that took place. This woman isn't getting paid anything. How come I have more confidence in what she says than what everybody else around here?
Ms. Welsh.
Patty Welsh again. I'm a little concerned because you've got residents here standing up stating about this, and Ms. Lucy, you have mentioned this before, the hardship it would place on your citizens. And I thought something was sent out to your citizens to let them know what was going on. Was something sent out, or was it not? Because these people seem to be blindsided, and that is a concern. So thank you.
Yeah. The sanitation district was charged with sending out notices. So you'd have to ask them that, because that was their responsibility. And I think that there was also a notice in our water bills, in the bills that we received. So we did do a courtesy notice, but the sanitation district did so.
Call for a vote.
Okay, so just to summarize the...
Yes. I second it.
I have to guess who it is.
Yes.
Director Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Lucy?
Yes. Thank you. It passes.
And if I might clarify on the staff report, because Ms. Tacker is right. I am diligent in producing staff reports. So as of Friday of last week, the sanitation district had scheduled a special meeting at 6 p.m. in the evening where they were going to take up this particular issue. It had been a done deal. I received notice late Friday afternoon and then late in the day, they canceled the special meeting. The criticism of not acting or putting together a staff report when essentially the sanitation district is deciding we're going to have a special meeting, we're not going to have a special meeting. Well, I think we all understand what happens when that kind of stuff happens. So, well, you know, we put the agenda together fast so that your board can act and consider the different options that you have. and provide staff direction, and it's very clear on the point of negotiation in that formula. Certainly, other agencies choose not to want to do that formula and propose something else, then we would have to come back to your board at that point in time. But that formula isn't something that I dreamt up. It's something that was based on an additional discussion. And that discussion just concluded today. And so, again, staff reports and agendas were due last Friday.
Okay, I'll mark it in my calendar. Somebody thought you made a mistake, but you didn't. Okay. On that note, that's about it for the open session. Is there anything that any public comment on any of the closed session items or any input or things we should keep in mind? Mr. Ross.
Give me a little time, will you?
Yep.
We're approaching October. October's the time that they open up the bird sanctuary, and people like me can go in it. But October is the time when we might get floods. And I'd like to revisit a few things. I'm sorry, Paavo, I'm going to do it. Okay? Because there has been work done, finally, on the floodgates, which I feel caused the last flood because it was not opened. I listened to baloney that the then very competent man who was working for the county, by the way, if I was running the county, I would have patted him on the back because he saved that county all kinds of liabilities of people that would have sued, but they lied. He and Wallace lied, okay?
President Lucy, I would just like to remind you this is public comment on items related to closed session.
And Larry, we're trying not
well,
to call.
Well, I want something
about
a closed session
civil.
On what has gone on the levee, what are the plans that we have, whether we will open it in case of a flood, whether we're capable of opening it. And I'd like you to discuss that in closed session.
Madam President, as we're aware, those are not within the jurisdiction of this district. To the extent that Mr. Bross has asserted that I'm a liar, I would be more than happy to review any evidence that he
flow up the Mississippi, the same way as the Arroyo Grande Creek doesn't flow up Meadow Creek.
Okay, Mr. Bross, we definitely will take up the issue of Zone 11A under future items, but we're not going to talk about it in closed session. It's just not right. But we will talk about it.
Well, good. Please do talk about it.
Yeah. But you have to come to terms with when you think people are liars and when they're not liars, okay? Okay, Mr. Bross. Is there anything else you'd like to see on the agenda? Trash.
Is this Friday the trash pickup?
I hope so.
They picked up my refrigerator yesterday, Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, so
mine's in Tuesday now.
Today was mine, and they didn't pick up my extra stuff.
They did or did not?
Did not. Halcyon's trash day was today.
I believe we were taking public comment on closed session, so I'm just trying to...
Right, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe the legals then for
hearing
closed session?
The 218 would stay on as future agenda items, right? Or does it move up to...
Do you want to handle that before closed session, or would you like to handle item number 9, 10, and 11 after closed session?
Let's handle them right now.
9 and 10, not 11.
Sure, not allowed. Yeah. I was too optimistic.
Okay, so future agenda items. So we got, of course, we have the train for the rest of the year, I think.
Oh, I did move them. Make a motion.
And a report on the sanitation district.
Some of the other highlights, obviously, were in negotiations with SEIU Local 620.
Right.
So that, once those closed session negotiations are complete, that will come back on the agenda.
Okay.
At your last meeting, your board requested to hear from South County Sanitary Services, South County Sanitary Inc., the garbage company. So I followed up with them, and they and Bill Worrell with the Integrated Regional Waste Management Authority is prepped to come to your meeting next week, 9:30. On September 30th, to talk about September 30th, just driving the current South County Sanitary proposal with regard to food composting and organics. So they're going to be here. So we've got human resource related issues, including but not limited to the MOU with SEIU. We've got the garbage company. Also in October, on October 14th, the County Public Works Department would like to come and speak regarding their scope, schedule, and budget, the timing associated with replacing Air Park Drive Bridge.
Okay,
and so we have a couple of immediate items, and then, of course, on...
So I think we're pretty packed for the rest of the year.
And so on... So, Madam President, though the public has been speaking on some future agenda items...
Comment on future agenda items. Now's the time.
Improving that little bridge out by the airport, leading down into that neighborhood out by the airport. Is that the bridge that you're talking about?
Air Park Drive Bridge.
Right, the Air Park Drive Bridge.
By the Elks Lodge.
You know, the San Luis Obispo, as you know, is wanting to expand the San Luis Obispo County Airport. So for future item suggestion, I'm curious to know, have they approached Oceano about spending any of that money on the airport out here, or what plans do they have for the air traffic over Oceano and the Oceano Airport? I mean, it might be worthy of a future inquiry as to if their plans are going to affect Oceano's airport.
Okay.
And then the other thing is the RTA has put in some invisible bus stops in San Luis Obispo, and I think we should
three minutes. Oh, that's nice. Well, I think I'd like to see how your drought rates are working. I would like to see some idea, a timeline, whatever it takes to see what your next rate increase is going to be associated with the infrastructure improvements that you're going to make. Those are some conversations that, those are hard conversations that you need to have, and how you're going to pay for the infrastructure improvements that you all know you need.
Thank you.
I signed a petition, somebody had it going around, and it has to do with the airport, and it has to do with that flyer that sells rides out here. And he does not follow the flight pattern. He goes over the homes. And somebody said they were going to come in here and discuss that. And you know, you can all say that's not our jurisdiction, okay, and forget about it. But there is a lot of residential, you know, anger at how that is working. And
okay.
I know that I did talk to the person who is the administrator of the airport, and it doesn't seem to...
Okay, Larry, I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close future agenda items.
Oh, Ms. Welsh wants to.
Of course.
This doesn't have to do with future agenda items, but please appease me. The civil discourse tonight up here, unbelievable. People just jumping, which wasn't the nicest, so thank you.
I second that motion.
Well, I'm glad that you're watching so closely. Hearing none, are we ready to adjourn?
Yep. To close session. Close session. Read it off.
Mr.
Farrell? Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
President Lucy?
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. Mr. Minery, please read off what happens in closed.
Okay, the board will adjourn to closed session pursuant to Government Code 5495. 5495-